So Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Shor Shenogach HaSa'adam B'meis. If an ox gores an adult and he died, it depends. Mu'ud Mishalm Kaifer. If the ox was a mu'ud, it already killed three people. The owner must pay a kaifer amount to the victim's inheritors. V'tam potum na kaifer. If the ox was only a tam, did not kill three people, the owner does not pay kaifer. However, v'zeh v'zeh chayovin misa, the ox must be stoned to death regardless of whether it was a mu'ud or a tam. The Gemara describes the scenarios in which a shur becomes a mu'ud after it kills three times, even though a shur must be put to death after it kills a person even one time. The Braisa's halacha is regarding a shur haniskel, sokel yisokel, the ox must be stoned to death. Shachtu la'achar shenigmer dinoi besoroi osa b'achilu u'b'hano. If after the ox was sentenced to skila, it was slaughtered instead, the meat may not be eaten, and the meat is also forbidden in all benefits. Oiroi, osa b'hano, its hide, is also forbidden in all benefits. Eliezer's source for tam potter mechatzi kaifer, and the source is needed only in the case in which the shur killed a person but was not chayiv misa, such as kishahemes es ha'odom al pi eid echad or al pi bailam, if only one aid or the owner testified that the ox killed the person, or b'miskam al harges behema v'harg es ha'odom. The shur unintentionally killed the person, such as it intended to kill another animal, but instead killed the person.